All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here today. I am Sonia Tompkins, also known as the Brick and Mortar Maven. And today we're talking all about Black Friday and the holiday sales season kickoff, right? So this weekend, we all are anticipating great sales and, you know, like a good push through the holiday season. But some of you, I know, are still struggling with that. I know that because I'm getting emails in my inbox saying things like, I don't know what to offer. I feel like I'm going to miss out because I don't know exactly what I should be offering, or I've had sales promotions in the past and they didn't work out really well. So I'm kind of uneasy, or I'm unsure. What do you think I should do? Should I sit this one out? What do you think? So today I'm going to answer those questions and also share with you some tips on how to increase your traffic and sales, especially for those of you who are brick and mortar business owners, because you guys know I'm that is my jam and I am here for you. But a lot of these tips that I share and some of the questions that I'm going to answer will work for you if you also have an e-commerce side to your business, or if that's what you do primarily. So if this is your first time seeing me or hearing anything about me, you guys, I am Sonia Tompkins, and I help brick and mortar boutique owners attract loyal customers through identifying their niche branding and merchandising strategies, right, in order to make consistent sales. So thank you again so much for being here. As we go through, type your questions if you have it, because this is a Q&A session for those of you who are watching live. But if you're not watching live, you can always still put your questions in the comments, and I always answer my questions across all the platforms that I'm on. And if you're watching the replay, type in replay so that I know you were here and can acknowledge you later. So let's hop right into this session, right? So everybody, I have been getting, like I said earlier, like just a ton of emails, not a ton, but a good portion, a lot for me, with the same type of questions. And that's why I know this is something that I needed to address and let you guys know that, number one, if you have not gotten your strategy together for Black Friday, it is not too late. Probably could have been better, but we're here now, so I'm going to help you figure out what to do. Or if you're still kind of unsure or want some critique on your offers that you are considering, that's what this is all about. So I've got notes here because notes are my friend, and I like to try to stay on topic and keep it concise with you guys so you can get on with your sales and your customers today. And these tips and strategies are going to be great for you if you have a retail business or a service-based business. So if you sell products, that's going to be awesome for you. But if you sell services, so maybe you're a massage therapist, a nail tech, a lash specialist, something like that, these are going to be tips that can help you too, right? If you want to know more about the specific, more in depth about like how to really go about with promoting whatever strategy you're going to come up with, and more ways to do that, this is not going to go super, super deep because I want to keep it quick and concise, like I said, but I do have a masterclass called Black Friday and Beyond that I did back in October, actually, and you guys can check that out and get the exact step-by-step details for that, and I will put the link to that in the comments after I finish this up. So let's get into the two most requested answers or questions that I'm getting in my inbox pertaining to Black Friday and what to do, especially if you're struggling or you just got started, right? So the main question that I'm getting is, which should I focus on, right? I've gotten people who say, listen, I don't know if I should focus on Black Friday, if I should do Small Business Saturday, if I should focus my business strictly on Cyber Monday, because I have an e-commerce side to my brick and mortar. Which one should I focus on? Because I just feel like maybe doing all three is going to be too much. I've had people say, I feel like I should do Cyber Monday, but you know, everybody's doing Black Friday, so I don't know what to do. So here is my answer, and hopefully it will make this an easy decision for you. So my favorite of those three is Small Business Saturday, you guys. And I'm going to tell you why. Black Friday, people have just already been conditioned and trained to associate Black Friday with chain stores and malls and the big box stores, because that's where that started from. Black Friday started from those big commercial like chains. And so we have been conditioned to associate Black Friday with things like Best Buy and Electronics and Target and Walmart and the mall and, you know, those types of stores. So it's a little harder to compete with those businesses, because they've already had years, decades of training us basically to associate Black Friday with coming and spending our money and our time with them. All right. So several years ago, American Express came out with Small Business Saturday, which was a godsend for independent, local, and small businesses. It doesn't matter if your business is online, your e-commerce boutique, or if you have a brick and mortar, or if you host pop-up shops. Small Business Saturday is dedicated to the local and independent type business owner, which is all of us, right? So for that reason, because it was designed specifically for us, and its entire strategy has always been, and marketing strategy and promotional strategy has always been about uplifting, engaging, and supporting local businesses, we've been trained now in the last, decade or a little less than that, this is, oh, that's when I go and support my local business or that independent boutique that I know and I love, right? So for that reason alone, I like Small Business Saturday. Another reason why I like Small Business Saturday, you guys, we all know we're independent business owners, and it's okay. Yes, we are going to work. We're going to work hard, sometimes harder than others. But we also deserve time with our families and things to do with our life as well. And so I talked about this in the masterclass, but you've got to decide what's going to be good for you, not just for your business, but also your lifestyle. Okay. So is it going to be advantageous for you to be open on Black Friday, okay, whether you're off and you have your staff working? Are you paying people to be in a store that's not really generating traffic? Is that good for your business? Is that good for your lifestyle? If you don't have staff, is it good for your lifestyle for you to sacrifice time from your family during a time when families get together, things like that, for you to have your store open? Does your business have a history of having a good turnout on Black Friday, okay, versus Small Saturday? A lot of times, you guys, a lot of my clients, and I'll use myself as an example, Black Friday, it did okay for me. Probably my most successful Black Friday event was when I was located inside of a mall. My storefront, my brick and mortar locations always did better on Small Business Saturday. And so that's always been my experience. And in coaching my clients, I'm noticing that trend as well. So if you're asking me which one you should go with between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, or Cyber Monday, I'm always going to steer you a little bit towards Small Business Saturday if you are dedicated to just doing one, okay? Cyber Monday, the thing that I don't like about that is that people have already, by the time Black Friday, and a lot of stores and stuff are offering their Black Friday deals now, so your shoppers, your potential customers have like blown their shopping budget, a lot of them, by the time Cyber Monday gets here, unless you sell products or services geared towards tech heads and gadgets and things like that and software, then that's going to apply to them. Or if you have engaged enough with your customer base and let them know prior and ahead of time that you're going to have something super, super, super wonderful happening on Cyber Monday, and they are going to wait to spend that money with you on Cyber Monday. Okay. So that's the number one question that I get, is that which one should I focus on? And Small Business Saturday is going to be my answer if you have to just pick one. Okay. Let me know what you think in the comments, if this is resonating with you, if you agree, disagree, or have questions. All right. And then the second question that I've gotten quite a bit in the last week or two is, it's really kind of been more of a statement mixed with a question, which is, Sonia, I don't have much inventory, or I didn't really put together a Black Friday sale or promotion. Is it too late? And what can I offer? Because I'm drawing blanks. Like, people are literally saying, I don't know what to do because I just got behind and I don't know what I should be offering, right? So I've got two solutions for you. And my first solution is, if you are product-based, if you're a retail store, a boutique, or you sell some type of physical product, and you have a relationship with, you have a customer base that you have built a relationship with, then my answer is going to be no, it is not too late. And what I would do, if you don't have anything else you can figure out to offer, if you don't have a ton of inventory, or and when I say a ton of inventory, I mean, if you didn't plan this out, okay, you can't have some super doorbuster type sale where you have zero inventory to support the sale, right? So if you only have like a selection of earrings and you have 15 pairs of earrings in that selection and you offer a sale for Small Business Saturday that's 50% off your earrings, that's probably going to be gone in like 30 minutes. And then what do you have to offer the rest of your customers? So that's what I mean. I don't mean literally a ton of merchandise, but I mean, if you don't have enough merchandise because you didn't plan ahead and order extra inventory to support whatever sale you're going to offer, then gift cards are going to be your answer. Gift cards are easy. Whether you have a POS system, a gift card reader, you have the actual plastic gift cards that people are accustomed to, or if you're going to go old school and make it very homemade, and that works too. Trust me, people love that stuff still in 2018. It's something that you can whip together right now. All right, grab you some business card stock from Office Depot, get on Canva or Word or whatever program you use that allows you to type words, text, fonts, and maybe a picture, and create yourself and your boutique or business a gift card. You guys, you can do this on your printer and you can be done in about 45 minutes to an hour, okay, if you have zero other options. But this is something you can do last minute. When you sell a product, gift cards are great. And what I would do, because it is last minute, excuse me, you guys, is I would offer an incentive for people to buy the gift cards. Something like a buy two, get one free. So buy two gift cards for $25 or $50. I probably started around $50, but again, it depends on what your average price point is. And I talk more about that and why that's important in the Black Friday and Beyond Masterclass. But $50, two $50 gift certificates, and get a gift certificate for $25. You've seen this. Applebee's does it. A lot of different places do it, and they do it because it works, you guys. So that way, what happens is people say, oh, okay, I'm going to buy gift cards for one, you know, for a couple of people, and then I also can keep, you know, that extra $10 or $15 gift card for myself. So it works. It's a great strategy, if you will, to get people in to buy your gift cards. And something else you can do with gift cards is just add an additional $10 to the purchase price, right, in product. So you can say, buy a gift card for $25, it's worth $35, right? People love that. Again, it is a way to last minute come up with a deal or a strategy for people to shop with your business. Now, I will say that gift cards generally work better. The sale or the promotion of gift cards work better when you have an established customer base, you guys. So if you are completely new, let's say this is your first holiday season, or you just launched or opened your business in the last month or so, and you haven't really had a lot of engagement through your different platforms of marketing, whether it's social media or ads or whatever, I do have another strategy for you if you are in that zone, if you're a complete newbie and don't have a customer base. The reason why is because when holiday season comes around, as a person, if you're going to give a gift to someone else, you generally don't want to give them a gift card to a business that you're not familiar with and you don't know their practices and things like that. So it's a little bit harder to make that transition and reel that customer in that way. But I will get into that in just a second. Now, let's say you are a service-based business, okay? So you have a storefront, a brick and mortar, but you offer services. You do lashes, you do nails, you do facials, whatever, body sculpting, whatever you do. A really good thing that you can do is to offer a bundle of your services. So you can bundle package your services at an incentivized price, okay? And what do I mean by that? So let's say you offer those kind of services and you're going to say, okay, normally this service is $50, okay, but you're going to get the service for $40 when you buy four of these. So instead of it being, you know, $200, all right, for four of those services at $50 each, you're going to get this at a bundle, a package price, discounted price of $160, right? So you're essentially giving them $40 off when they buy the package instead of coming in individually buying that service. Here's another reason why it's good. Not just because you get this lump sum of money, but also because it encourages people to come back and shop with you. This is really good for your existing customers, right? So if you're a service-based business and, you know, holiday time really is not a big deal for you, Black Friday or Small Business Saturday, because people aren't giving, you know, gifts of, hey, go to my stylist that I love. Most times that doesn't happen. What this does is it gives your customers that come to you anyway, you know, on a regular or semi-regular basis, a reason to keep coming back to you. And it feels good to the customer because they're like, hey, I come to you every week or I come to you every month, but now I'm going to get to come back to you at a discounted price, all right? And it also opens the door for you to make upsells a lot easier. So when I buy this bundled package for you from you for $160 versus $200, when I come back to redeem that, you know, for this particular service, I don't have to spend money because I've already prepaid for the service, right? But what I will do is, well, I'm here already and you did a great job as you always do, so I'm going to give you a tip, right? I'm going to give you a bigger tip. Or this is the doorway for you to come in and say, hey, and introduce them to this product and upsell them on this particular product that complements the service that they have. Do you guys get where I'm going with this? So that is a great way. And once you have that going on, that's something that you can actually offer periodically, maybe a couple times a year for your customers. I know businesses that do this annually, and I know some businesses that offer this all the time. You know, just go ahead and pre-buy your packages of these services that you know and love and you do anyway, and they make a lot of money from that. So one note to that, though, make sure you know how to allocate your funds so that you don't get these big lump sums of payments and then you just blow it and then you find yourself feeling regret when you're doing these services that feel like you're doing them for free. You're not. These people have paid for it, and there is a way that you should be managing that income so that it's not all gone. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm doing free services. All right. Okay. So those are the two most requested or questions that I've had over the last 2 weeks regards to people who are like struggling with what to do, what to come up with for their Black Friday at the last minute, so to speak. All right. Now, I have a couple of tips for you too that I wanted to share on ways to increase your traffic. Oh, before I get to that, I talked about if you were completely new, maybe this is your first season, or you don't have an engaged customer base, meaning that your customer base is not responding to you. And I'm not talking just likes. I mean, they're not talking to you on social media posts. They're not commenting. They're not, you know, involved in your stories. You don't know them. They don't know you by first name basis, meaning that like you don't have an engaged relationship with your customer base, right? What do you do? Because those two, the gift cards and the bundle packages of services, work a lot better when you have some sort of engaged relationship with your customer or clientele base. So if you don't have that, I would really suggest that whatever you offer, whether you're doing a traditional sale or you're doing the gift cards or the bundle packages, that you deeply incentivize these offers, you guys. That's how you get people from being, from looking and turning them into buyers. When you're dealing with new people who have never shopped with you before, never done anything with you before, you need to really make that fence for them to jump over really, really super low and easy for them to do. And the best way to do that is to deeply discount, right? Now, I know this might feel like, hey, I'm gonna lose money on this deal, but you have to look at this is where you gotta have long-term view, right? The deal with doing deeply discounted products, or services. So if you, let's say you have a top that you're selling and that top cost you $12 and right now normally it's priced at $42, okay? What I'm saying is make that top like $19. You know, that's a big That's like 50, almost 50%. That's a nice discount. That's enough to make somebody say, hey, let me try that out. You know, deep discount like that and free shipping for those of you who have online or have an e-commerce, right? Why are you doing free shipping? Because you are lowering the threshold to keep them from saying no. You're making it easier for them to say yes. Yes, I will give you a try. Yes, I will. Let me see what this is about. Let me, you know, let me experience this. And that's why you want to do that. Notice I said the top is normally $42. You're going to sell it for $19 or $20, even though you paid $12 for it. The reason I'm saying that is because you don't want to cut into the amount of money it's going to take you to replenish your stock. All right. You're not going to make a lot of profit on this. You might not make any profit on this, but this is something that you're doing one time a year, especially at this time of the year, to encourage new shoppers to try your brand, to get to know, like, and trust you, and become a loyal customer in the future. So this is like making another investment in your business, and you have to look at it that way for it to make sense for you. Okay, so here's some tips to draw some extra traffic in, and things just we kind of forget that I want to remind you of as you go into the weekend, especially those of you with the brick and mortar locations, right? Make sure that you are highlighting what's on sale with posters and visuals throughout the store. So if you're offering multiple things on sale throughout your store, make sure you have signs. If dresses are this much, if tops are this much, make sure you have those signs there on the different areas where they are located. I also highly recommend that you put information about your sales or your holiday return policies in your dressing rooms and also in on the receipts. If you did your work ahead of time, like I talked about in the Black Friday and Beyond Masterclass, and you know what the next week or 2 weeks of your promotional holiday strategy is going to be, make sure you have some type of little pamphlet, or not pamphlet, but postcard that you can place in their shopping bag so that they know what to expect and what you're going to be doing next, right? So always let them know what you are offering next, and so that they can, you're starting to prime them. Oh, let me make sure I come back. Make sure you're letting them know we're going to get another shipment in another week or 2 weeks or what have you. So again, they are understanding, oh, okay, I just had a great experience. Oh, you're getting stuff in 2 weeks. Let me make sure that I come back to your store and check out what you're going to have in the next 2 weeks. All right. Also, make sure you have ample signage outside of your business. So that means your display windows. If you have display windows on your business, your brick and mortar, make sure you have signs, posters, create them on Canva, have them printed at FedEx, Kinko's, or Office Depot, print them at home. You can actually use, I mean, something I used to do back in the day was you just create a banner-like sign on regular sheets of paper. On each piece of paper, it would be like black, would be one, you know, and the next piece of paper would say Friday, sale, 10, you know. So what happens is you have these pieces of paper. Colored paper is actually better, actually, because it's just prettier, like all red or whatever you're going to do. And it makes like a banner across your window, maybe at the bottom or across the top, so that it doesn't obscure your beautiful displays and mannequins, but it's a great visual. Also, chalkboard signs, if you have sidewalks signs or chalkboard signs, make sure you have your promotions and the hours listed there, and a call to action, which is come in, stop now, take a look. Remember, you guys, we have to tell people what to do. It sounds crazy, but it's so true. You've got to tell them what to do. So make sure you have that call to action on your signage, all right? And number three, make sure your storefronts are inviting and festive. So especially for you, those of you who are doing Small Business Saturday, you guys, make it fun. You know, have some have some seasonal smells going, you know, apple spice, pumpkin spice, things like that. On Small Business Saturday, you want festive music. If you're not playing music in your brick and mortar business already, music that matches your brand, of course. make sure you're playing it on Small Business Saturday. Make it inviting for your customers. Make sure you're inviting them out through social media or through your email marketing. And then also make it inviting for people who have never been in your store before. This could be your first time making an impression on these people. So make it inviting, make it fun, show up. I really encourage, if you are the shop owner, this is especially a time when you need to be there. I really would not suggest that this is all off hands unless you have a dedicated staff that, you know, has been really, really trained. But it's a great time for the shop owners to be in the store, to meet and greet with your customers, existing or new, and a great way to build that relationship and turn these people into raving, loyal customers, right? So you guys, that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for being here. I hope I wasn't too long-winded. I don't see any comments. So I'm hoping everyone got some good information here. If you do have comments, please post them, and either I will answer them now or in the replay. Hope you guys all have a very safe and prosperous rest of the week, rest of the year. And thanks so much for being here. I will see you guys next time. Oh, you're so welcome.